You might remember last year on Super Bowl Sunday, you know how Animal Planet has Puppy Bowl every year. Last year we had a local puppy in the Puppy Bowl. Katie Phelan took the puppy from the Blue Water Area Humane Society to Puppy Bowl. And this year she's back on the Dog Bowl instead of the Puppy Bowl with Sassy. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
So I didn't even realize that there was a Dog Bowl. What's the Dog Bowl as opposed to the Puppy Bowl?
It's fairly new. This is its second year for them running the Dog Bowl. And the Dog Bowl is kind of the same idea, but it focuses on the adult dogs that are in shelters and in rescue groups as opposed to the puppies, because a lot of people, I mean, they come in, they look at puppies, they're adorable, but there's a lot of these adult and even senior dogs that need good homes too. So this is kind of Animal Planet's way of focusing on these older guys. You know, don't look over that adult dog. There's some pretty awesome adult dogs, like Miss Sassy.
Tell us about Sassy.
Sassy actually came to us from a veterinarian's office. She came to us in May of 2018. She had had something called a pyometra, which is an infected uterus, basically. The vet had to do emergency surgery to spay her. That's pretty much the only way you can get rid of it. And the owner could not take care of her after that point and surrendered her to the vet. Once she'd recovered, the veterinarian contacted us and surrendered her over to us. So, and poor Miss Sassy was here until October before she found her new home.
It is harder to find homes for older dogs, isn't it?
It can be, and in Sassy's case, she's a Staffordshire Terrier, which means when a lot of people look at her, they see a pit bull. And there's still a lot of people out there that will shy away from bully breeds.
Yeah, yeah, that's tough. There's a stigma there, isn't there?
There can be, and Sassy is... She traveled, we traveled to New York City to film, and she rode in the shelter van with me and Eddie, one of the board members. She was spectacular. She is friendly to everybody. She loves all the other animals. She's kind of short and on the heavy side, so we used to refer to her as a miniature hippo. But she was just the nicest, happiest dog, one of the nicest and happiest dogs I'd run into in a very long time. She is just a doll.
Spoiler alert, the Puppy Bowl and Dog Bowl are actually videotaped well ahead of Super Bowl Sunday.
I think there's a lot of editing that has to...
I'm sure. But what's it, having been there a couple years in a row now, Katie, what's it like? What's the whole experience like?
I enjoy it. Obviously, it's going to be slightly chaotic with dogs. But, I mean, all of the other rescue groups, the other shelters, these people are wonderful. Animal Planet is so easy to work with. And it's a fun day. It's kind of neat watching, you know, one of these dogs that you saved come up and be on that screen and watch them be filmed. And, you know, it's a long day, but it's very much worth it.
I bet it is. And great to get Blue Water Area Humane Society out there nationally.
Yes. Oh, yes, to do that again. Yep. And like I said, this time with an older dog. And I do think some of these older dogs, they do need more exposure.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you have any older dogs at the Humane Society right now?
We have a couple. Got a little hound dog that's looking for a home, and I've got a couple of two-year-old dogs that are looking for homes as well. So, and one is one of my favorites is Mr. JJ, and he's adorable. He looks like a little fox, and he is just the most active guy. If you need a jogging partner, JJ would be excellent.
What are the hours out there, Katie, and when can people come out and take a look at these dogs and puppies and kitties and all the animals you've got out there?
They're welcome to come out anytime we're open. You don't need to make an appointment. We're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 9:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 9:30 until 3.
We will be watching for Sassy in the Dog Bowl, part of the Puppy Bowl, on Animal Planet this Sunday. Should be a lot of fun. By the way, Katie, in this bitter cold weather, anything you want to let people know about taking care of their pets when it's 4 below 0 outside and a wind chill of 30 below?
Bring them inside. If you've got outside dogs or outside cats, bring them in. Get them in the house. Get them out of this cold weather. If you've got... If a feral cat population, get them shelters. You can pick up those big coolers. It's pretty easy to make an outdoor cat shelter if you have to. Get one of those big styrofoam coolers, cut a hole in it so the kitty can get in and out, pack that bad boy full of straw, straw, not hay. because hay can get damp, and straw is a better insulator and things, and give them an opportunity, someplace to go in where they can get out of the wind, out of the weather, and keep themselves warm.
Good advice. Good stuff. Katie, thanks for your time this morning. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.